Legendary drummer Vinnie Paul joins me again on the Radio Chatter podcast as they have a bunch of Michigan and Midwest shows happening this week. We talk about the timeline for getting back in the studio with the guys from Hell Yeah. Speaking of timeline, we go back 25 years, talk about the anniversary of truly one of the great metal albums of all time, Vulgar Display of Power. Oh, and we, of course, have to talk about hockey because Vinnie and myself are hockey fanatics. Today on Radio Chatter.
T-minus 10, 9. 8, 7, 6, 4, 3, 2, 1, and liftoff.
This is Radio Chatter with WRIF's own Meltdown.
Always good to have Vinnie Paul back on the Radio Chatter podcast, and today is no exception. There's always a couple things that strike me about VP. First of all, one of the best metal drummers around, bar none. I mean, go back and listen to some of those records from Pantera to Damage Plan to Hell Yeah. Now they're going to be working on their sixth Hell Yeah record. Kind of hard to believe. 10 years has flown by. He talks about that and much, much more today in the Radio Chatter podcast. We talk about Vulgar Display of Power. Just a lot of stuff revolving around that. The second thing that always strikes me about VP is he's a huge hockey fan, a huge sports fan. You talk about his, Dallas Stars and his now Las Vegas Golden Knights. I mean, this guy loves hockey, and we talk about it all the time. Every time I seem to meet up with Vinny, wherever it may be, actually ran into him two nights in a row in Vegas while I was out there a couple years back. He's always super nice. Always has a fist pump ready for me, and say hello to some of my friends that were out there and everything with us. So, really cool guy. Today, Vinnie Paul on the Radio Chatter podcast. We were kind of pressed for time, so we got right at it.
Let's do it, man. I got a bunch of these today.
I guess that you do. Hey, first of all, I was thinking about this just a few minutes ago. So you're a Dallas Stars fan, and now you got a hockey team in Las Vegas. If you start, building houses in other cities, you could be a hockey fan of a lot more teams, probably, right?
I could, man, but I don't believe they're going to build a hockey team in Maui, Hawaii. So I probably am going to stick to the Stars and the Golden Knights, but I'm really excited about the team in Vegas. The whole town's really excited. The T-Mobile Arena is the perfect place to watch hockey, man. It's kind of old school. The way they built it, the seats kind of go straight up, so you feel like you're right on top of the ice. And it's just going to be great to watch them build that team. And then, of course, my Stars. I've been saying it for years. We need a backstop, and we finally got Ben Bishop. So I think we're going to be a serious contender this year. So I'm excited about hockey, man. Bring it on.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. They're building this new arena here in Detroit, and it's kind of like the same thing where the seats go right up. But it's called District Detroit. It's going to be a lot of things. I think Kid Rock's going to have a restaurant in there and a whole thing. So it's going to be a lot of stuff going on here in the Motor City. So you'll have to come back through and watch a Red Wings game there, maybe against one of your teams.
Red Wings and Stars or Red Wings and Golden Knights, man, I'm in. And that's awesome. I mean, you guys are, you've had that arena for so long and there's so much history in there. But, it's time to move on. It's 2017, and it's going to be nice for them to have a new place to play, man.
Yeah, I was just at Joe Louis Arena over the weekend. I was just telling Tom Kiefer, as a matter of fact, just talked with him a few minutes ago. So I saw Willie Nelson there, and I saw Bob Dylan, which I couldn't understand anything he said. I don't know. Have you seen Bob Dylan before?
I just remember seeing an ad for him at the Palms of Vegas. It said, Bob Dylan and his band. And I was like, who is in his band?
Well, Charlie Sexton's in his band.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. See, somebody's in his band.
Yeah, they got both of them have good bands. And I thought about you because I think Willie's got the flag of Texas. It just hangs behind him for a backdrop.
Well, he's from Abbott, Texas, and my last name is Abbott, and there's 333 people that live in Abbott, Texas, and that was my brother's number. So there's a lot of connections there one way or another to Willie and good old Texas.
Yeah, that's cool. So listen, you're playing in Flint on Tuesday night at the Machine Shop, and then are you going to stick around? Metallica's playing the next night here in Detroit.
Ah, man, I would love to go see Metallica in Detroit, but the next night I believe we're in Cleveland, Ohio, the Mistake by the Lake. So we got to get on down the highway and keep rocking. But, this is our last time through for the Undeniable Tour. It's been absolutely awesome. The record's been out about a year and a month now. And this goes all the way till the end of August. And then we got a trip down to Australia and New Zealand. And then we're going to get right back into the studio and make album number 6. And be back around next year, man.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. So do you guys, the writing process and Hell Yeah, do you guys have stuff already in the can? Do you got some riffs, some ideas down? How does that work in your band?
We always collect ideas. We've never written on the road or anything. But they always start with, of course, we finish a tour, and then we need about a month off to kind of unwind and just kind of shake out everything that's been going on. And then Tom will fly to my house. I have a studio there. We'll set up, and we'll just start demoing and laying down some music beds. And then the next thing you know, we end up in Las Vegas with Kevin Cherko, and the whole band flies in, and we start putting this stuff together, and it turns into magic, man.
Now, is Chad writing the whole time while you guys are doing music beds?
Oh, yeah. He's got a huge folder full of lyrics and ideas. And he's always been inspired by the music. You know, he always wants to wait and hear the music before he really completes anything. And I think the music kind of tells him where to go lyrically. And he's really good with that, man.
Yeah. Now, it's been 10 years of Hell Yeah that you guys have been around. And I was just curious about the bond you have between Chad and Tom, especially since you guys have really, fought the battles here in this band.
We have, man, and it's been a beautiful thing. It's also been torturous, just like any band, you know. But right now, this is the best place we've ever been, man. We feel like the last two records have really established the band. Having Kyle Sanders and Christian Brady become part of it has been really great. And it's really a brotherhood and a family, and the shows that we're doing are the best shows we've ever done, man. I feel really, really great about them. And the fans have been awesome, man. So, you know, the Machine Shop is kind of a smaller place. It only holds 600 people, and we sell it out every time we're there. But we'll definitely be back through and be playing the Detroit market next year, and hopefully be moving on to some bigger places. Maybe that new arena you guys got to get there.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, Kid Rock's playing six shows that are sold out there in the fall.
Man, you know, he's a good friend of mine, and he's such a great dude, and it's amazing to see all the cool things that he's done for your city. He's really, you know, been one of the people that put Detroit on the map again, and he really supports it, man. So that's awesome to know that he can sell out six nights. Jesus, man, that's huge.
I think he started selling out shows in 1998 at the Palace, and he hasn't stopped here in Detroit since. And I'm going to say it's 50 or 60 shows at every venue you can think of.
Wow. All I can say is impressive, man. Awesome.
Yeah. Are you a big fan of that kind of that genre, or just a friend of rocks, or what?
Not really, you know. But what I like about what he does is he covers so much territory, man. He you can't really pigeonhole him into anything, man. You know, one minute he's a heavy metal dude, the next minute he's a hip hop dude, the next minute he's a country dude. I mean, he covers everything, and he does it all really well. Always got a great band with him, and just, you know, he's been super cool ever since the day I ever met the guy, man.
Yeah, Rock's a great guy. So now your father, he was a musician. He's more of a country artist, is that right?
100% country artist. Well, you know, he started off with a little rock and roll and then moved into the country.
Now, are you a country fan at all?
I can dig some country music, man. You know, it's I got to be in the right frame of mind and, you know, at the right place and maybe have the right amount of cocktails in. Yeah, I can dig some good old country music.
That's cool. And so, hey, speaking of cocktails, so you still got your strip club down there in Texas?
I do, plus the Chicas Bonitas line that I have in Las Vegas and Texas as well.
Yeah, and how's the strip club business nowadays?
Man, you know, the one thing I learned about that business is sex sells, and it always does, and it always will, and they just don't go out of business, man.
Yeah, I'll tell you that. That's true, right? You don't see many of them folding out here in Detroit. So now what's the thing you got in Vegas? I didn't understand what you just said there.
Oh, you know, I have the clubhouse in Dallas, and then I have three Latino strip bars called Chicas Bonitas. And, man, they do really well. I've got one in Austin, one in Dallas, and one in Las Vegas. And we basically cater to the Latino community, and we serve the most Corona out of any other restaurant or bar in Las Vegas. We've got soccer on the screen 24/7, and we got lots of beautiful women, man. So it's a good time for everybody, man.
Yeah, last year when I talked to you, you gave us some tips as to where to take some of the listeners down there. And I'll tell you what, you didn't steer us wrong. That one, the Golden Tiki Bar, is that one? I think that's the name of the one place we went to. And then
that's the coolest little tiki bar. So you went there and checked it out, huh?
Yeah, we took some listeners out there. That was pretty cool. You gave me a couple other places. I can't remember. I think we only made it to that one because, you know, Vegas, it gets so, you know, chaotic and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, man, it's just it's a great city, man. There's always something to do 24/7. That's the thing I really love about it. You know, if you don't get too wrapped up in the gambling thing, there's so much other things to do, and there's so much great talent in that town, you know, far as whether you go to see a Cirque show or a live band performing or whatever. Just, it's amazing the talented people that are really working there and keeping that town alive, man.
Yeah, what's his name? Chris Kale from Five Finger. You bump into him every once in a while, huh?
Oh, yeah, you know, a lot of the, let's see, I think Kel, I'm sure Zoltar still lives out in Vegas. John Dolman from System of a Down lives in Vegas. All the 80s rockers, Paul Shortino, Ron Keel, Vince Neil, all these people live out in Vegas. You know, it's only like a 45-minute flight or 35-minute flight to L.A., so you can avoid all the L.A. BS and still live in a cool city, you know. So a lot of people have migrated there.
Now, just recently, Vulgar Display turned 25 years old. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, it's one of those milestones that, you know, I never thought about when I was 27 years old when we were making that record, you know, or whatever it was. You know, it was just one of those things that we were in the moment. We were nonstop touring, and we really never realized the impact that that record had on the whole heavy metal genre and everything. And looking back at it, man, it really was a groundbreaking record, and it really kind of set the tone for what heavy metal turned into.
Yeah, what a great album that was. I think I heard you talking one time in an interview about that. That's an actual picture of the guy on the cover getting punched.
Yeah, man. You know, the label paid him $10 a punch. And from what I understand, they hit this guy like 30 times. So he made $300 and disappeared back onto the streets of New York. And his face has been pasted on about 10 million records around the world, man.
You never met the guy at a meet and greet anywhere or nothing like that, huh?
No, never seen the guy. Never met the guy. Hell, who knows if he's even still alive? You know.
Yeah. But he got $300 from you guys.
$300 from Atlantic Records. That's correct.
Yeah, that's crazy. So did you guys have to look at the pictures, or did someone else pick it?
Well, you know, when we first described the concept to the label, they brought us all these pictures of these boxers and stuff, and we're like, no, it's got to be street, man. It's a street level thing, you know. So they did the pictures, and then obviously that was the one we wound up using. And it really did work. It was perfect for what it was.
Yeah, that's a really cool. Man, I tell you what, though, you're talking about groundbreaking album. That was definitely groundbreaking. Still sounds good to this day.
It's, you know, a record that modern-day heavy metal bands still A-B their records to. You know, they love the guitar sound. They love the drum sound. And, you know, the thing about the record that really made it great were just the songs. You know, they had the groove. They had the attitude. They had amazing lyrics. And it was just something that was really ahead of its time in 1992.
And plus, it was at a time when music, and I can't really think of another time in my life, at least not in my career, where music was changing so fast.
It was, man. The grunge scene was coming in. The 80s hair metal scene was going out. You know, we were trying to keep heavy metal alive. So it was a really fast-changing time, for sure.
Yeah. Well, listen, Vinny, thanks so much for the time. Machine Shop on a Tuesday night. Then you guys got the Chicago Open Air this weekend. How kick-ass is that?
Oh, man, that's going to be amazing. And we also got Grand Rapids. That's, I believe, two nights after that or something. So we're hitting that whole area, Grand Rapids, Machine Shop. We're also doing Traverse, Michigan. So, and we're going to have on all those headline shows, besides the Machine Shop, we're going to have Avatar and King out with us, which is going to be a great honor to have those bands. We've got King out with us now, and that band is really kick-ass, and we've been friends with the Avatar guys for a long time. So it's going to be a great bill. Don't miss us when we're in the Michigan-Detroit area up there, and Chicago Open Air on Sunday next week, man.
I'll tell you what, and then October 13th in Las Vegas, the Red Wings and your Knights.
That is amazing. And believe this or not, October 9th, opening night in Dallas, Texas at American Airlines is the Vegas Golden Knights and the Dallas Stars. First game of their entire history is against my Dallas Stars. How ironic is that?
So you going to be there or what?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're off tour after August 20th. And I've already talked to some of the players, and they got me set up, man. I'm excited about going there.
Yeah, I think it's a Friday the 13th in Vegas with your team there. And we're always looking ahead in Vegas because we always take the listeners out there for a few weeks. We've done this for like 7 or 8 years or whatever. We always take them out there for a few days to check out the Vegas area. So maybe that's our trip this year. Who knows?
So that would be a great trip, man.
Well, listen, VP, thanks, man. Have safe travels, and thank you so much for your time. Keep rocking. We'll talk at you soon, okay?
Melt down, keep it hot, and keep melting down, especially when you play the stars. Yeah!
All right, VP. Hey, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
All right, brother. Take care.
Vinnie Paul. A lot of Michigan love and Midwestern love coming up this week with the guys from Hell Yeah. Hope you guys dug that. I alluded to talking to Tom Kiefer in there, and yeah, I got Tom Kiefer coming up on a Radio Chatter podcast next week. So if you're into that Cinderella thing, by all means, check back. You can always subscribe. We've got Metallica, Avenged Sevenfold, and Volbeat coming up this week right here in the Motor City. I'm going to be talking with every single one of the bands. That's the plan as of right now. So like I said, subscribe and check out my Twitter at MeltdownWRIF and as well as my Facebook. If you guys have any questions or comments or critiques or whatever, feel free to email me as well, meltdown@WRIF.com. Or if you know, you want me to ask James Hetfield a question for you or whatever, hit me up by all means. In the meantime, as always, thank you so much for checking out the Radio Chatter podcast. We'll do it again real soon.